5 weeks kind of rehab and recover here?
Well, just a life lesson, you know. Got an opportunity, you know, to step back away from football again and see what a lot of my purpose is of living as a man. And, you know, never know which way life will take you. And it was a great challenge for me.
What'd you learn?
The best way to live in is getting closer to God.
When you showed up in Bourbon 8, did you feel something wrong? Or did you know that there was a chance you might not pass that test?
Nah, I had no clue. Caught me off guard. It was surprising, but you know, a lot of things happen for a reason. You just got to, some things you can't prepare for, and you just got to take that challenge and just go with the best way you know, and then just get ready for whatever's coming.
And when did you know that you were going to come off the
pump? I didn't know. Yeah. I just grinded hard, took one day at a time, and worked every day to get myself better and get myself in shape to when that time do come, you know, to be able to perform and help my team win.
Fox, you said you're in the best shape they've seen you in. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, of course. I feel that way, you know. I'm healthy and I'm out there playing, running around, so it's a great feeling.
So you'll be able to play Sunday?
That's in God's will. We ain't even lived to see, Thursday yet. So, you know, we'll see.
Last year, when you came off PUP, it was a short turnaround and you played right away against Green Bay. Will that experience help you get up quickly and know what to expect without having gone through preseason games to get into game action if, Lord willing, you are playing on Sunday?
Yeah, it definitely helped because just coming in the mindset on Monday at practice, you know, it was like, what should I expect from my body? And, you know, just going out there and just being a football player and knowing your plays and, you know, knowing your opponent, and that take care of everything else. You know, the best thing I could do is physically is just try to get my body ready to take on contact.
Based on the history of having issues with your knees since you've been here, once you get on the field, how difficult will it be to manage you wanting to go full speed 100% but also have, you know, being durable as well?
I mean, I just got to be smart, and, you know, I'm going to go full 100% every time. I mean, until my body totally break down. But just being smart, man, and making the plays that present itself for me and just helping my team do the best thing, helping my team, you know, win the best way I can.
Is there a concern that the way you play the game and with the history you've had that this is going to be – that you have – injury issues that's going to be in the back of your mind, or it's going to be an issue for you?
Nah, that ain't going to be no issue for me. I mean, you know, the older you get, the more wiser you get. The more wiser you get, the more mature you get. And, you know, you just got to know how to take care of yourself, and you can't worry about injuries. That's part of football. You just got to worry about attacking the next day, the next day, the next moment.
What did you see out of Leonard in the preseason?
He grew more. You know, he playing faster. He know the defense more. You know, he's taking it a little bit more serious than he did a year ago, for us with his body, you know, staying on the field, more plays, you know, and just staying focused the best way he can.
What about the front seven as a whole?
Animals. They were animals. I've been excited all camp watching them. Of course, the preseason, if you look at it, they look like some animals, and I'm excited to join them.
Vic's talked about how much of an impact you made those first 8 games in 2015 before the knee stuff started. Are you confident you can be that player?
If it's the Lord's will, I will be that player, you know. If I'm healthy, I'm going to be that player no matter what. I'm going to be dominant. I'm going to be, you know, fearless. And, you know, just a person, a guy who want to destroy his opponent.
Is there a difference playing the run at a lighter weight than you were back in that time?
No, I think just playing the run goes with technique and eyes, and me, I know I have great fundamental techniques, and my eyes have always been in the right place.
What stands out about the way they use their running backs?
Well, they use them in numerous ways. They great receivers. They probably the best runners in the game, especially 24. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us to stop the run and, you know, focus on when they was in the slot or out wide and guard them, pay attention to them.
Bernal, how have you used this time off during training camp to get your body right, and how right does your body feel?
My body feel great, and the time I just meditate every day, all day. And it just healed me.
That's all you did? No physical work?
I mean, my physical work was my physical work. But, you know, a lot of it, you know, meditation and just doing what I do.
John Fox says you're in the best shape of your life. Sorry if you already commented on this, but do you feel like you are? And in what ways is it different coming out of this?
I feel like I am, you know, especially with my weight. I feel faster, a lot faster. And I don't feel no pain. So that's the most important thing. And you know, film don't lie. So if I be out there Sunday or not, you'll see. If y'all watch practice tape, you'll see. I mean, I feel faster, I'm moving quicker. You know, the main thing is just keep the face staying strong and staying healthy.
With all the new faces on offense, there's a feeling that you have to lean on the defense, you have to carry more, a heavier share of the load. Do you guys feel that responsibility to be that much better this year?
No, offense, they're my brothers. We got their back just like they got our back. We not worried about what they going to do or what we going to do. We just going to have each other back and go, you know, execute the best way we know how to. You know, we ain't worrying about if they going to be able to move the ball or whatever. We just, hey, y'all do what y'all do, and we got y'all back. Just like same as special teams. We got their back, and they got our back.
Have you talked to Pat folks?
Has the last one.
Oh, thank you, Jared. Have you talked to folks in Pahokee? Are they getting ready for this storm that's coming their way? And you know, what are your thoughts about the pretty scary situation right now?
I talked to my grandma. Yeah. She's scared. She said they don't know what God gonna do. He might make that storm go around. So, you know, she a high spirit. I don't know about everybody else. I'm blocking everything out. I'm getting ready for Atlanta.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.